Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Consumer and Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, August 21st, 2025, and we have a great mix of consumer and lifestyle headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Mitch Gould, a Nutritional Products International Spotlight proven model for rapid U.S. retail expansion and brand growth. Mitch Gould, founder and CEO of Nutritional Products International, NPI, has a proven track record for rapid U.S. retail expansion and brand growth. From launching Steven Seagal's Lightning Bolt energy drink to placing Flora herbal supplements on Amazon, NPI's success stories showcase their ability to achieve national distribution and millions in sales for brands like Native Remedies and SlimFX. By focusing on speed to market, retail penetration, and strategic promotions, NPI continues to provide major brands with a competitive edge in today's marketplace. Partnering with NPI means gaining a launch engine designed for fast and profitable U.S. growth.
Black founders reshaping community business models amid fall in funding, Afro News. A new generation of Black entrepreneurs is reshaping community business models, blending personal experience, community needs, and technology to prioritize impact alongside profit. Tanya Pledger's Love Your V by T offers yoni steaming for menstrual regulation and postpartum recovery, despite medical warnings. Keontae Bush's Venture for Them connects HBCU entrepreneurs with mentorship and funding to close tech pipeline gaps. However, Crunchbase News reported a 71% decline in venture funding for Black-founded startups, pushing their share below 0.5%. Anastasia Jackson and Janaba So founded WeNight to address administrative failures at HBCUs with digital tools. These entrepreneurs navigate capital shortfalls and structural barriers, making strategic choices to sustain community-focused work. They are redefining success for Black founders by combining cultural knowledge, lived experience, and technology to build lasting enterprises.
Club Pilates hosts first-ever experiential event to cap off their annual Pilates Body Challenge. Club Pilates, the largest Pilates brand, is hosting its first large-scale experiential event to wrap up their Pilates Body Challenge, with over 136,000 members participating this year. The event, taking place at the Pendry Newport Beach on August 24th, will recognize top instructors and challenge participants. The celebration will include a signature Pilates class, a social hour for members to connect, and branded activations. Club Pilates president Tiana Stradiman emphasized the event as a celebration of strength and community. As the challenge ends, Club Pilates looks forward to their next themed activation, 80s Week, featuring an overnight stay in Los Angeles and a lively dinner. For more information, visit clubpilates.com. Ella Bella Collection launches new facial gel moisturizer, a refreshing boost for every skin type. Ella Bella Collection introduces the Ella Bella Facial Gel Moisturizer, priced at $29 for 1 ounce. This lightweight formula, infused with aloe vera, vitamin C, chamomile, calendula, and rosehip, provides hydration and a natural glow. Suitable for all skin types, the non-greasy texture makes it perfect for daily use and as a makeup primer. Founder Leila Galbiati-Najjar describes it as a clean, effective essential for radiant, dewy skin. Available in-store and online, Ella Bella Collection focuses on combining nature's best with modern skincare needs, offering a refreshing boost for every skin type.
Trumark Homes offers final home opportunities in two popular Colorado communities. Trumark Homes, the award-winning Western U.S. home builder, announces final home opportunities in Colorado communities. Rain Dance neighborhoods of Acadia and Sugar Hills, along with Pelican Shores in Water Valley, have limited homes left. Festival at Rain Dance will see continued sales activity with move-in-ready homes available. These northern Colorado communities offer amenities and recreational attractions. Prices range from mid-$600,000s to over $1 million. Trumark Homes is proud to help people find their forever homes in Windsor. For more information, visit Trumark Homes' website.
Investor news breaks. Brera Holdings PLC, NASDAQ BREA. Targeting one of the most dynamic sectors in sports. Brera Holdings PLC BREA, a publicly traded multi-club soccer ownership company, has expanded into youth soccer development through a strategic partnership with Toronto Blizzard Corp. This move aims to tap into the rapidly growing global youth sports industry, projected to reach $69.4 billion by 2030. Brera's multi-club ownership model aligns with the trend of building scalable platforms for player development and commercial opportunities. The partnership adds youth infrastructure in North America, diversifying Brera's exposure to the lucrative youth sports economy. With a global football network and a focus on accessible talent development, Brera Holdings is positioning itself as an enabler of cross-border player growth.
Mo the Mountain One Spokesgoat inspires young savers at Scituate Heritage Days. Mountain One's storybook team, led by Brenda Patel, entertained and educated children at the recent Scituate Heritage Days with a reading of Something to Save, part of their financial education program. The story follows Mo the Spokesgoat and Penny the Chipmunk as they learn about saving money and making thoughtful choices. The event sparked conversations about setting goals and making wise decisions. Mo the Spokesgoat made a special appearance, bringing joy to the crowd. Mountain One's storybook series aims to promote financial education and positive life skills for young readers. To learn more about Mo's storybook program and upcoming events, visit mountainone.com/mo-storybook.
Q&A with Julie Griggs and Danielle Dietzek, founders of 4Play Social. Julie Griggs and Danielle Dietzek, founders of 4Play Social, have created a relationship-building app and social connection platform that focuses on shared experiences and community. Unlike traditional dating apps, 4Play emphasizes friendship, joy, and community over romance and sex. By matching teams instead of individuals, 4Play creates a fun and pressure-free environment for singles to meet new people. Their healthcare background has influenced the app's focus on safety and emotional well-being, making sure users feel supported and connected. 4Play aims to change the dating landscape by prioritizing authentic connections and shared experiences, ultimately creating a world where single people feel fulfilled and supported. As the future of dating shifts towards more intentional, real-world connections, 4Play is leading the way in redefining what it means to meet new people and build relationships. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Consumer and Lifestyle Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io.